Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
As you know, we talk a lot about certainly what's going on in the markets, how individuals are getting back out into the world, experiencing things. We've seen that play out when you speak of the markets in some of those airline stocks, some of those leisure stocks. Well, last time we caught up with our next guest, we were really in the thick of the pandemic, and that was back in May of 2020. And so just to get an idea of how people are returning back to theaters in particular and experiencing things. Ray Nutt is back with us, CEO at Fathom Events. They're home to AMC, Cinemark, Regal. He is joining us via Zoom from Las Vegas. Ray, how are you?
Good, Carol. How you doing?
I'm doing well, trying to keep track of kind of a nonstop environment. Tell us about your world and how have things changed since May of 2020 when we talked with you and May of 2021?
Well, a lot of things have changed since 2019 when we had our best year in event cinema. But, you know, as theaters started closing down and everything, it impacted us pretty significantly. Obviously, most of our content is distributed to movie theaters, not only AMC, Regal, and Cinemark that own us, as you were saying, but also 97 other theater circuits around the world. And everybody at the circuit side of the business responded differently in terms of closings, openings, when they closed, when they opened. So it presented a lot of challenges for us, but we were able to survive the period by getting two PPP loans, an ERC credit, and worked on projects. And we launched a program called HOPE internally. And what it was we were concerned about the health of our employees. We needed to stay optimistic. We need to stay persistent and then excel when we came out of the pandemic someday. And we didn't know when that would be back then, but we're in that stage now and people are coming back to theaters like you wouldn't believe and like I'd like to.
All right. So I know, fingers crossed, right? So, you know, we're Bloomberg and we like to get concrete evidence and numbers. So give me an idea. Are you back to where you were pre-pandemic levels?
No, we were just to give you some of those numbers, we were down about 80% off of 2019 in 2020, which was very consistent with where the commercial business was mm-hmm. with all the shows and exhibitors as well. We're looking to be about 75% of 2019, and everybody's using 2019 as a gauge, as that being the last full year prior to the pandemic. So the analysts, I think, are looking somewhere between 70% and maybe 75% of commercial product, and we'll be at least at 75% at the top range of that.
By when?
By this year.
By this year, by the end of this year. So where are you right now then?
So where we are right now is probably around 30% of 2019, but we were back end loaded with content because a lot of the productions were delayed because of COVID. So now all that's catching up. So you're going to see a very, very strong latter Q2, Q3,
right,
and Q4.
Hey, Ray, how are things like, you know, how is the supply chain impacting you? And the supply chain includes also, you know, labor, workers. You know, you can't open up a venue, right, if you don't have the people there to support it.
You know, it really has an impacted us. The biggest thing that I think our exhibitor partners went through was the fact that their theaters were closed. You have a lot of minimum wage workers that had to go get a job elsewhere. And so they're hiring a lot of new employees right now and have been, and it's the training aspect of it. So it hasn't necessarily been the supply chain in terms of any materials or anything like that. It's been more along the lines of personnel.
That's actually really interesting. What about things that you are doing specifically, though, to kind of rev up the audience and get people back? Because what we are talking a lot about, we've got about 30 seconds and then we'll come back and talk some more, but this whole idea of people are ready to go out and experience things, but you know, a lot of people are getting on planes, and you too are competing with people who maybe want to do other things when it comes to experiences.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very interesting because our content is so diverse, Carol. It's, as we talked about before, it's everything from the arts with the Metropolitan Opera to anime to faith-based content to classic movies. And it's been very, very interesting to see how each of those audiences come back within each of those genres. And I'll be happy to talk a little bit more about that in a bit if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's get into the breakdown. We're going to do a little bit of news and then we'll continue the conversation, Ray. We're talking with Ray Nutt. He's Chief Executive Officer of Fathom Events, joining us via Zoom from Vegas. And I am curious to see, in terms of what people are coming back to see, what they want to do in a theater. So we'll get it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Into that in just a moment. I want to get back to our conversation. We're talking with Ray Nutt. He's CEO at Fathom Events, still with us via Zoom from Las Vegas. Hey, Ray, I want to go back before I get into some of the content that you guys will be putting out there. You mentioned you're looking to be about 75% of 2019 by the end of the year. What confidence do you have that you get back there? And the reason I ask is Charlie Pellett and I just talked about a story about how consumers have stopped adding new streaming services. I mean, I do feel like people are kind of overwhelmed by choices. So what confidence do you have that we kind of get back to where it was?
Well, I think we're actually seeing that, and we're right on track given our forecast.
Okay.
So that's where that basis comes from. But you know, the people that are really returning to theaters are in the categories of faith, anime, especially faith. I mean, we ended last year with a film called The Chosen. And it did our biggest title ever. It was $14 million that we did. We sold over 1 million tickets. And so, you know, again, content is king. I know that's an old cliche, but it is. And if you have the right content in the theaters, which we have coming later in the year, we believe that the audiences are going to come out and want that communal experience again.
You took me right to where I want. No, I agree. Content is king. And ask the streaming services, right? They see it directly in terms of subscribers or engagement. So you mentioned faith. Tell me about, you know, because you've got different choices. You've got sports, you've got opera, you've got the anime. You mentioned faith. What do you see as the biggest area of growth for you and maybe really driving the top line?
Well, I think a couple of different areas. I think what our programming team has done a very excellent job of doing is sourcing content that you would never ever thought of could be on the big screen.
Right.
You know, a good example of that is, I think last time we may have talked, we were talking about the partnership that we had with Warner Brothers, where mm-hmm. we brought episodes of Friends, 25th anniversary. And we're doing that with Golden Girls, for example, coming up as well. So that is a very, girls' night out, a niche group that wants to come out communally. And that's really what we're seeing. In the faith-based area, I mentioned this, The Chosen, that is an app that's free to everybody with millions of subscribers. And that audience had never come to theaters communally. And they made this film specifically for Christmas called The Messengers. And it was about the birth of Jesus through the eyes of Mary and Joseph. And we did a surprise announcement with Angel Studios on that. And it was the very first time that audience had ever gathered communally. And they came out in droves. So it just tells me that people are looking to have some form of entertainment in that communal together environment.
Well, and there's something to be said for niche programming, right? So because of the success of that, is it causing you to explore other areas?
It is. There are other areas out there. The great thing about Fathom is we have this foundation of all these categories, sports, comedy, what have you, and all of those are our foundation of our business that we'll continue to build on. But you're going to see more live events in theaters. We have the largest live network of anybody in theaters out there. And so you're going to start seeing some things like WWE. You're going to see some more boxing as those types of productions ramp up in the live area. We'll be bringing those to theaters again.
So the cost of content, is it going up? There's so many people competing for content. It does sound like you're getting into certain areas that maybe aren't as competitive, but I mean, sports is certainly competitive. How expensive is that when you look at your balance sheet?
Well, in the history of Fathom, we've never paid for a dime to acquire content. And the reason for that is our model is a little bit different. We don't produce content. We don't pay for content. We essentially barter promotional for content, and we barter about $100 million in promotional value a year. So it's licensed for a window of time with Fathom theatrically. And it's basically a rev share that we do with the content provider at the box office. And that's our model. It's very, very different.
I am also curious about your demographics. I'm always curious about a service like this, especially when you talk about, your faith vertical, if you will, doing really well. Does it skew older? Give me an idea of the cross-section.
Well, it's interesting because our largest content provider is still the Metropolitan Opera. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. average age is around 73 years old. So you'll have that. We'll do children's programming where you have parents and kids come out that obviously sway much, much younger. You have anime content, and anime content can be anything from very young age to there's even content out there that it's hard R in the anime space. So having this diverse amount of content and verticals that we have, the age differentiation is all over the place. But that's what makes it special for us, because if the older audiences with the Met and some of the classic movies are a little bit slower to come back, then we're going to push more for the faith and the anime and the children's programming.
Just got about 40 seconds here. I mean, what worries you most about the outlook, just quickly?
You know, I'm very bullish on it. I don't think that there's going to be another outbreak that will close theaters again. That was obviously our biggest concern out there. I see more and more content providers wanting to distribute content like this. It's not a traditional theatrical run. It's not straight to streaming. And we don't consider ourselves competitive with any of those guys. So.
Yeah.
I guess to answer your question or not answer your question, things on the horizon right now, Carol.
Sounds like you're sleeping well. I need to get there as well. Raynaud, thank you so much. Great update and great deep dive into what you guys are up to. Raynaud, CEO at Fathom Events, joining us via Zoom from Las Vegas.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.